הצעה לפתרון בחינת הבגרות באנגלית, שאלון D, מועד קיץ תשע"ח 2018. חלק ראשון, The Treasure of Lemon Brown, by Walter Dean Myers. שאלה ראשונה, תשובה מספר 4. Greg will probably fail math. שאלה 2, תשובה מספר 2. Was a famous blues singer. שאלה 3, תשובה מספר 4. Steal the treasure. שאלה 4, התשובה שאנחנו מציעים. Thanks to Lemon Brown, Greg understands his father loves him and cares about him and his success. His meeting with Lemon Brown motivates him to listen to his father and accept his words of wisdom. At the end of the story, Greg understands he should listen to his father and he understands how his father feels. Lemon Brown made Greg look at things from a father's perspective. שאלה 5, תשובה שאנחנו מציעים. Thinking skill I chose, inferring. One of the messages in the story The Treasure of Lemon Brown is that young people can learn from their elders and they can benefit from their experience. I think Lemon Brown said these words to Greg because at the end of the story Greg understands that everyone has a treasure they want to pass down to their children. The treasure that Greg's father wants to pass on to him is the importance of education. At the beginning of the story, Greg is angry with his father because he doesn't let him play basketball. But at the end of the story, Greg is ready to listen to his father's advice. שאלה 6, תשובה מספר 3, doesn't have a high school education. שאלה 7, תשובה שאנחנו מציעים. George says that he is going to read the books because he wants to impress Mr. Catanzara and earn his respect. שאלה 8, תשובה מספר 2, gives him money every week. שאלה 9, תשובה מספר 2, he thinks people respect him. שאלה 10, תשובה שאנחנו מציעים, thinking skill I used inferring, reading between the lines, I think that George will read the books. At the end of the story, after Mr. Catanzara asks George not to do what he has done, George is ashamed and fears that people might find out that he had lied about reading the books. We can assume that George's feelings of shame and guilt will eventually lead him to read the books he promised to read. חלק שני, Thank You Ma'am, by Langston Hughes. שאלה 11. This quote explains the main theme of the story. In the story, Thank You Ma'am, Mrs. Jones helps Roger, takes care of him, feeds him, makes sure he is clean, and gives him money to buy the blue suede shoes he wants so badly. She wants to teach Roger a lesson by being kind to him. She treats him with dignity and respect. She forgives him for trying to steal her purse, and she wants to show him he can trust her and can be trusted. These acts of kindness inspire Roger not to make mistakes again. חלק שלישי ואחרון, The Road Not Taken, Robert Frost. שאלה 12. תשובה שאנחנו מציעים, The quote suggests that Frost uses elements of nature as an analogy to situations in life. This idea is reflected in Frost's poem, The Road Not Taken, where a traveler faces a fork in the road that he travels. The traveler must choose a single road to travel on. This situation is similar to real life situations where we must choose one decision over the other and just as the travelers who understand that choosing one road might mean that we won't be able to take the other road later on, sometimes in our lives we make decisions that we are unable to take back. מקווה שהלך לכם טוב ובהצלחה.